This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, this is Justine Toe. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. And today I'm talking with Ben McKechin, who's the editor of Empire magazine. How are you, Ben?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, It's a Wonderful Life. I know you're a big fan of this film.
Ah, yes.
Yes. It's a bit of an American classic that's made in 1946, and it stars America's favourite everyman, Jimmy Stewart. Now, for a film so titled, It's a Wonderful Life, it actually begins with its central character wanting to commit suicide. So please, do tell us that it gets better for this guy from here.
Yeah, then again, not to give it away for people listening that haven't seen the film. And I should also point out that Jimmy Stewart's character is looking to take his own life on Christmas Eve. Yeah, great.
Feels good.
That's right. And look, given It's a Wonderful Life is one of those movies that's played every year at Christmas around the world, it's a bit amazing that people seem to almost forget or overlook where the actual starting point of the film. But thankfully, the film isn't as dark or as drab as what they might possibly sound. But it's about James Stewart's character, George Bailey, and the film really focuses on his life in his small town. And he was a bloke that, like many people around the world, got big dreams, big aspirations, but stayed home, largely in a selfless act, actually, a really selfless act to look after, be it his family or his community. That's what he does. And then the film proceeds, it's an interesting film, the structure of it, but you see him growing up in this town. And then at the moment where he's considering taking his own life for various reasons, an angel is sent from heaven to come down to earth and show George Bailey what his town would look like if he didn't exist. And there's a half hour, 45 minute part of this film which shows George Bailey what the world would be like if he wasn't there.
Right, okay. So you're obviously a big fan of the film.
Oh, yes.
What attracts you to the film?
I think it's a really powerful film about an individual life and about what one individual life can do. And particularly for the person living that life, and they're living quite a relatively selfless existence. And George Bailey's a bloke who he sort of sacrifices almost everything to anyone, and he helps run the bank that his family runs. He lets his brother go off to college, and he's the one staying home looking after the family business. And even on his wedding day, he ends up giving the money away that he was going to use to go on honeymoon. He gives that away to people in the town to stop them doing a run on the bank because people get a bit nervous and there's just a bit of financial crisis going on, so he gives his money away. So he's a remarkably selfless individual. But he's an individual too, as the film goes along, that he recognises the acts that he's doing, but possibly not the substantial impact that he's making. Or he does recognise that, but that's not enough. And it's a really powerful part of this film, I think, is that people even living a really selfless life can be quite depressed with it and quite frustrated with it, even though it's the right thing to do. Like, it's an amazing calling that this man has. So that's what I really like about It's a Wonderful Life. And it's a film accused of being schmaltzy, sugary, all these kind of things, which it definitely is in parts. But again, as we started talking about at the top, it's about a guy who's thinking of taking his own life. And it deals with that subject matter in a substantial way, I think.
So the film's really schmaltzy, but it does start from a very bleak place.
Yeah, it does. And that's the strange thing about this movie, I think, is a lot of people seem to forget that. But I think they do forget that because of what It's a Wonderful Life sort of stands for. And again, as the title would strongly suggest, what it stands for overall, which is this celebration of this one character in particular, but also the way he has gone about his life, and particularly focusing on an ordinary everyman, which, as you said in the intro, James Stewart was particularly blessed of being able to play. But they're focusing on one ordinary guy and all these acts he's done across his life, and even if he's not that happy with them, just the impact that that's had on people, I think, is a substantial thing. You should walk away from that movie and want to go and live your life that way.
The idea that our lives matter, I think, is really strong in the film, and
yes,
that there is some really great significance to our lives, and so it matters what we do in this world.
And also the particular individuals that are doing these acts, also be very mindful and caring of them and how they're feeling, and maybe look after them as well, because that's definitely what happens with George Bailey, is that there are people around him, his family love him, like they definitely do, but they don't understand the sort of depths of frustration and some sadness and a little bit of bitterness that he has about his situation. I think if you know someone that acts in a very George Bailey way, give them a hug. Or you do something selfless for them. I think that's a really strong message coming out of It's a Wonderful Life. And as a Christian, the idea that God's watching everything and God sees even the small acts is a really powerful idea, and it's one that keeps me in check as much as humanly possible. It's a Wonderful Life isn't necessarily espousing that, and some of its ideas about angels are a little bit wacky, but it definitely does show that you're right, there's a real power in the everyday, and there's a real power in thinking about the consequences of your actions and why you're doing the small stuff and the big stuff. The worldview of this film, I think, is a pretty potent one, and one that people today, even, it's almost, 60, 70 years later, should definitely be taking on board.
Sounds really good. Thank you very much, Ben.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.